Environmental groups in Indiana have spent years filing lawsuits and sponsoring legislation against factory farms, and now they've switched gears. The groups say their current focus is educating community members about the health risks associated with confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and how to voice their concerns. Attorney Kim Ferraro with the Hoosier Environmental Council says once people realize what happens at these factory farms, they're more likely to ask local leaders for tougher zoning laws and regulations.
The iconic small farmer that most people still think that their food comes from, when in reality farming, and specifically livestock farming, is big business, has been industrialized and concentrated into the hands of a few very large corporations.
Indiana has more than 3 million hogs, 95,000 cattle, over 22 million egg-laying hens, and another 4.7 million broiler chickens at factory farms. Ferraro says they produce as much untreated manure as 87 million people, or nearly 14 times Indiana's human population. Ferraro warns CAFO waste isn't regulated like human waste, which can pose a health hazard for those living nearby.
I mean, we wouldn't think of allowing human waste to be stored in football field-sized, unlined lagoons out next to where people live, but that's what is allowed under current regulation with respect to CAFOs.
She adds respiratory illnesses near CAFOs increase, people are exposed to harmful bacteria, and there's been a rise in antibiotic-resistant diseases. Her group contends that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Property values are greatly reduced. That then results in reduced taxes, county income, quality of life is greatly reduced. Climate change is also impacted because of the methane emissions.
Legislation that would have weakened factory farm laws in Indiana was defeated this year. Ferraro says much of the credit can be given to community members who spoke up, saying they want tougher laws, not less stringent ones. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.